Okay, here we go. After yesterday's big stock market drop, people were watching closely today to see what the latest unemployment figures would show in the United States, if they would show further weakening of the U.S. economy or not. NPR's Yuki Noguchi is in our studios here to talk through the numbers. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what have we got in the last few minutes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics?
Actually, better than expected numbers. We had the unemployment rate go down slightly to 9.1%. That's from 9.2%. Mm-hmm. And also private sector job growth was much stronger than most analysts seem to have predicted. So you had a net job growth of 117,000 people. It's tempting to say that's great news. It's actually just okay news in the context of the economy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not disappointing.
Well, we should, I guess, talk through what some of these different numbers can mean. It's been said that the economy would actually be needing to add 200,000 or 300,000 jobs a month to really start making a big dent in unemployment. Didn't do that, but it's not as awful as a couple of recent
months. We are not in negative territory, and that qualifies as good news right now, Steve.
And I wonder if that might have a significant effect, a meaningful effect on the markets, in which the word panic has been used quite a lot over the last 24 hours.
Well, it's hard to say. You know, usually when you have not disappointing numbers, the market will go up. But here you have a lot of factors that are contributing to the decline that have, you know, maybe some relationship with the Labor Department's report, but, you know, the Eurozone is really what kicked things down.
Oh, because of the massive debt problems that are becoming more and more
apparent over time. You know, the worry there is that investors are not going to flee the sovereign debt of bigger countries like Italy and Spain, and that's a much bigger sort of global worry, if you will, than sort of the day-to-day numbers about the jobs report. But, you know, the other thing to take into consideration really is that the U.S. economy itself is, you know, kind of at this bottom. It's sort of dragging along. It's a recovery, but, you know, a very minor one and a very weak one. And so the worry is that there's going to be another event that will push us back into a recession. But at least with this report, you're not seeing negative numbers.
The suggestion is that the event hasn't happened yet, or at least it did not happen in the month of July. Employers are still adding some jobs as of the month of July anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the unemployment rate, as you recall, in previous months had been going up. And so this is a change in momentum potentially, or at least it's not, you know, going further down.
How serious is the concern of a double dip recession, of another phrase we've heard an awful lot in the last couple of days?
Well, I think that's exactly what's on the minds of people. A lot of economists that I've talked to have said maybe not this year, but, you know, in the coming years, as you see, you know, the federal government spending less, you know, if the business sector doesn't pick up the growth, like you said, 200,000 or 300,000 jobs a month, that, you know, we're going to go into another period of sort of austerity without a strong employment base. And that's a problem.
Can I ask one other thing, Yuki Noguchi? Earlier in this program, we heard from David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, who reminded us that a lot of the negative economic indicators to which investors have been responding this week have been with us for quite some time. There hasn't been a lot of new information about the economy slowing down or about the debt crisis in Europe. Things are maybe a little more apparent, but not a lot of new information. Do you think the fact that these numbers have come in kind of in a middling place will reassure people and remind them that things haven't changed that much?
I mean, that's one way to look at it. But the economy is very the markets anyway are very psychological. So, you know, I think that, yeah, the fundamentals haven't been very strong. But, you know, that's the way it is.
NPR's Yuki Noguchi here on Morning Edition from NPR News.